Welcome back to Zlatý cycling podcast. Today we will discuss some transfer rumors. Free agent market is hot at this moment. It's before Tour de France time. There are many rumors. This video we will discuss Richard Carapaz, Carlos Rodriguez, and some Quickstep rumors as they might get Tim Merlier, Tom De Vriend, and Jan Hirt. And yeah, let's start with the biggest star, Richard Carapaz, who is rumored to go away from Ineos. There are big rumors that he might go to EF Education. Before there was he might go to Arkea Samsico and Movistar and Nychka. Why Carapaz might go away from Ineos? Is Ineos trusting more Danny Martinez at this moment?
Yeah, I think just Ineos don't really believe in Carapaz that much for winning the Grand Tours, especially after seeing the Giro, but the decision was probably already done before the race. I think, yeah, Daniel Martinez is probably the way to go into the future, as well as Carlos Rodriguez and Plap probably is their plan. Who else they all got?
So Egan, yeah, Bernal.
Yeah, Bernal will come back at some point, and they probably just don't want to pay the 2 mil or what it was for Carapaz.
Even more, maybe at this moment, 3 millions.
Yeah, that's possible as well.
Yeah, he's already 29, and for South Americans, there's this trend, they peak earlier, I think. Yeah, so
yeah, it happened to a lot of guys.
And if you look at like watts per kilo stuff, then Carapaz, I think he has reached his peak 100%. I'm pretty convinced.
I think this Giro really lowers his value, losing that to Hindley. Probably would be good for him if he had already signed that before the Giro, his contract. Hard to say, he'd probably just take the cash now with his last really big contract, probably.
There was an article on Bello News that he might go to EF Education, which might mean he would replace Rigoberto Urán, who will likely retire after this season. Yeah, he's already 35. Yeah, he would replace him as a South American star. Carapaz.
Yeah, that would fit, because they probably fall into the same kind of wage region, I believe. I think Urán is on 2 mil at the moment, so yeah, that would fit around that for Carapaz as well, and for kind of an international team, so they'll probably want another star from South America again. The question really is if they can even stay in World Tour. That would be interesting if he might sign with them and then not end up in World Tour for next season, and then he might not even get invites to the Grand Tours.
Yeah, it's interesting. This relegation thing fucks up things for some riders and teams. Yeah, there are previously rumors he might go to Arkea Samsic, probably to replace Nairo Quintana, who might move away, and to Movistar, who are trying to find Spanish-speaking GC riders. And yeah, Carapaz previously left Movistar to go to Ineos after his Giro win, but he was already signed the contract before the Giro win.
Yeah, I believe these two destinations also make a lot of sense with Arkea, probably, yeah, replacing Quintana. And now that they are, I mean, they're pretty much confirmed to be World Tour next season, they probably want a serious GC threat, more serious than Quintana, who's not really challenging the Grand Tours in the last few years for Arkea, but got a few points and probably exposure, but he's not on the level of Carapaz, obviously. And the other option is Movistar, of course. Now that Valverde will retire after the year, there's an option that that they take that money to sign Carapaz. He was previously there, won the Giro there. Yeah, they're probably like pairing him with Mas seems like a decent option for them.
Yeah, Movistar is really desperate after GC riders who speak Spanish, because Valverde is leaving, and at this moment they have only Enric Mas, who might compete for GC in Grand Tours. Even Ramiro Sosa is complete dog shit in Grand Tours. He finishes at the best like 50th in GC. He's not.
Yeah, he was completely useless in the Giro. And so Movistar really looking for that Spanish speaking Grand Tour rider. We had the rumors about Carapaz. There were also rumors about Daniel Felipe Martinez, I believe.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, but not as strong as the Carapaz rumors. And then what we want to talk about next as well is Carlos Rodriguez, the young Spanish GC rider from Ineos, is also linked to Movistar.
Yeah, but the problem is that he has contract until 2023, so they must wait until 2024, or they might even buy out. I don't know how this works in cycling, yeah, because in the Hirschi case, they bought out the contract. No, UAE Emirates even didn't buy out. Yeah,
no, Sunweb wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah,
and so just allowed him to leave.
It's very unlikely in this scenario that Ineos would let him for free.
Yeah, because Ineos just probably want to keep him at all costs, possibly because he's quite possibly the biggest talent on the Ineos, or GC talent, at least on the Ineos squad. So well, they'll try to keep him. But yeah, his contract runs until the end of 2023, so one and a half more years. It's possible that he could leave to Movistar after that.
His agent is Giuseppe Acquadro. And Acquadro is also his agent to Carapaz and Martinez and Quintana, Uran, holy fuck. There are multiple Acquadro clients in Movistar, Aramburu, Gorka Izagirre, Oscar Rodriguez,
Sosa.
And Sosa. Yeah, four riders.
Yeah, they for a short time they didn't work with Acquadro after the Carapaz disaster there, but then in recent years they've started working with him again, and yeah, they'll probably try to give him a big contract to lure Rodriguez to Movistar, because yeah, Spanish bonus on that team. So that's like, if he goes fully for the best possible environment to win a Grand Tour, he should stay on Ineos, but they might not pay as much as Movistar are willing to offer.
Yeah, the problem with Ineos is that there's bigger competition for GC. Like, they have, even for example, Luke Plapp, who is 21, I think. Yeah, 21. He might be even a bigger GC threat.
He's also very talented. Might be a better climber at this moment, but I don't trust him to be as consistent as Rodriguez, who is also, I think they're the same age, to be honest.
I think Rodriguez is 2 months younger
than
Plapp. But the problem is, on Movistar, he also wouldn't be the big dog, alpha dog, because there's Enric Mas, but at least there are only, at this moment, they have only one GC rider who might.
Yeah, so he would get confirmed leadership at least one Grand Tour, I guess. So that is something. And probably also good support on Movistar. They usually have pretty great domestiques and will pay well to a Spanish GC rider.
Nairo Quintana, Mikel Landa, Carapaz left them in 2019. Maybe they have a smaller budget and they can do splash some.
Yeah, and also with Valverde retiring.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll have some cash free, I guess.
Yeah, but how much you would offer to Rodriguez, because his palmarès isn't great, but his potential is really unlimited.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's hard to, but I assume they will offer like in the region of 2 million probably for him. And that's a question if Ineos are wanting to spend that much as well.
His biggest win is in Basque Country, where he won from a breakaway. And then he this year was third in Valenciana, fourth in Andalusia, where was strong GC lists.
I assume he might write the Vuelta later in the year.
Yeah, he should write at least it's on PCS. Yeah.
So that will be interesting to see how much he can do, probably in a supporting role in that race. Because Carapaz is riding that the Vuelta, and maybe Bernal will also.
I'm not sure about Bernal.
I don't think so, but it's possible. It's possible. I heard he's pushed some okay watts in training recently, so we don't know. We don't know, of course, how he's going.
The last part about the studio is Quickstep. There are rumors they might sign three guys. The first one is Tim Merlier, the sprinter, who might replace Mark Cavendish, who is looking for a two-year deal. Probably is going to sit somewhere else. I don't know where Cavendish is going, but Tim Merlier, I think it was a pretty strong rumor he might go to Quickstep, and that makes
some sources
sense.
Some sources already claimed it was a confirmed deal until Lefebvre had to come in and say that is not true. We, of course, don't know if he's lying, but it seems to not be confirmed at this moment, but there are talks, I assume.
Belgian sprinter, Belgian team, Makes sense, but there's a problem for Merlier. Well, he isn't going to Tour de France this year, and on Quickstep there's Fabio Jakobsen, so he might also not go to Tour de France because of Jakobsen.
And the problem for Quickstep is, I think, that Merlier, he was on a low contract the last few years, despite being a really top sprinter, but he signed, I think, somewhere in 2020, his new contract, only on pretty low salary, despite having already a few wins. So he said he now wants to look out for a big contract, so that will be the problem for Quickstep. But they have a new sponsor with Sudal from next year on, so maybe they can afford to pay a big amount to Merlier as well, to have two top sprinters again.
Merlier this year won the Bruges de Pan classic, which is a World Tour level classic, nobody cares about that. Yeah, he won a Tirreno stage. Last year he won a Tour de France stage, and he would won many more stages. Yeah, but he worked for Jasper Philipsen after that, which was weird because he's a better sprinter. At least at that moment, he was a better sprinter than Philipsen.
Yeah, I believe at this moment, Tim Melly is a top three sprinter in the world. The problem is a bit of his positioning, but that should be good with Quickstep. So I think he could be really good with Quickstep. Problem is just, paying him with their budget.
Yeah, then there was also rumors Tom Den Rindt, the guy who finished in top 10 in Paris-Roubaix, might go to Quickstep from Intermarché Vanty-Gobert, because Quickstep needs to, their classic squad this year sucked, and they are looking for some replacements.
Quickstep really need a rebuild overall, I think, with their classics team, especially like Stieber is completely washed. Lampard is probably or is rumored to be leaving as well. Alaphilippe now injured. I don't know. He didn't ride the Cobble Classics this year. Askren also was not great. So they will need a re-ramp there. They have a few young talented riders like André Schmid already, which could go well there. But there was a rumor about Tom De Vlaendt going there as well after his fourth place in Paris-Roubaix, obviously. I don't know if that would be the greatest transfer. And I'm not sure how consistent he is overall. And
because that's only big result in his career, practically.
and with that big result, he will probably want a decent contract as well. I don't know if it's the best deal to get him instead of some other classic prospects or good riders in those races.
Yeah, but it's probably hard to find a good Cobble Classics guy. The last rider which we want to discuss is Jan Hirt. Also, he is rumored to go from Intermarché to Quickstep like Tom De Vlaendt, and he's a climber. And he will probably be the best domestic for Remco Evenepoel. But the problem is Jan Hirt isn't consistent. Yeah, he was nuclear in Tour of Oman where he won and where he beat, I think, Fausto Masnada, Quickstep rider, on the Green Mountain by 2 minutes. He completely cracked him there, and he won a Giro breakaway stage where he...
And finished sixth in GC.
Oh yeah, that's also pretty impressive. That's the problem, because his value at this moment is high. And probably he will sign the deal after the Giro, not before. So his value must be at least 1 million.
Yeah, could be going up that high. So with that, I assume that Quickstep are wanting to strengthen their climber squad with for Remco Evenepoel for next year, to target the Grand Tours again, because this year the climbers are not really that great. They have Masnada, but he's been ill, and the others are not top tier, I would say. Also, one thing to consider is that I think the company Quickstep has a Czech owner.
Yeah, Czech billionaire.
So that might play into a part with signing Hirt, especially if Stieber doesn't extend, so they have another check on the team again.
Yeah, but the problem, he isn't consistent, and
and
if you are domestic, especially for Remco Evenepoel, you must be consistent.
Yeah, as a domestic, consistency is just one of the most important aspects aspects in general, because like as a break away rider, you can like Jan Hirt has been the past, I don't know, past pretty much his entire career so far. You can have a few good days and then a few bad days. Doesn't matter if you just win a few stages, but as a domestique you need to be there every day pretty much. So that could be a problem. But in this Giro, last year he has been pretty consistent throughout the race. So that gives a bit of hope, I guess.
Yeah, but the problem it's almost impossible to find a strong domestique. A strong GC rider who would work as a domestique, and the best option on the market this moment is Wout Poels. He was really good in every race he started this year. Yeah, in Giro, in Catalonia, in Paris-Nice, and in Andalusia. So he was also in Sky when there was Chris Froome. So he knows also how a Grand Tour team works. He knows.
Yeah,
how to win
especially
a Grand
like
Tour.
I think on Sky and Ineos, they won every Grand Tour except one that Wout Poels started, which was like seven or something. So he knows how it's done. But talking about good climbers. As domestiques, Wilco Kelderman was also rumored to Quickstep, I believe. So that might be an option for them. He could be a bit more expensive, I guess, but Kelderman is top tier. Might get his few chances for himself as well.
Yeah, but I'm looking at his this year's results. He's been shit this year, except in Giro, where he also was riding as domestique after he lost time on Blaho stage.
Yeah, so that probably decreases his value. Might be a good option for Quickstep going for him now when his value is at the highest point. And he might want to go to Quickstep because it's easier to finally win a race on that team, because he still hasn't won a real race. Or well, he hasn't won a road race. He has won a TT and a GC in Tour of Denmark, I believe, but not a road stage.
This was the first video of Transfer Rumors, which we discussed. We'll probably release another video. Yeah, thanks for listening.